Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Okay. The team behind Hardcore Game of Thrones, yeah, that podcast, you can't leave it alone. Alex Berg, Jason Green, Mike Hughes, and they're back for a brand new show, Stitcher Premium Attack, yeah.
All this good content, you know it never takes a dip. It's called Braids, and you know it's a psychedelic trip through the latest developments in science, blending it with lush soundscapings, yeah, you gotta make it a rush, because imagine Radiolab like it's on drugs. That's like the good kind of podcast I want to hug. Think you understand your consciousness or the universe? Hey, why don't you just converse? Because you might be capable of AI in a few years. What? These hosts, they're gonna make it all so clear.
You don't understand. You don't know the half of it. You think you know? You don't know shit. Neither does anybody else. This hot podcast is gonna fix it. It is really great. And betwixt it, get a good set of headphones and a comfortable couch and get ready to have them tell you what it's about. So just listen to a new episode of Braids. It's every Wednesday on Stitcher Premium. They paid for us to say this, but they didn't because they're our company, and so we will do it for free.
It's like you skip a stone on a little brook. You can use StitcherPremium.com /Braids. Yeah, you're gonna raid your mind with all this information. It's such a big sensation. Go check it out. We like these dudes.
Yeah, we do.
Check it out or else you'll be super rude.
You will. StitcherPremium.com/braids and offer code OFFBOOK. We like these dudes.
Welcome to the Earwolf Theater. We now present OFFBOOK.
OFFBOOK. The improvised musical podcast with
Off Book,
the improvised musical podcast.
That's Zach Reno.
That's Jess McKenna.
And that's Scott Passarella on the keys. Right before we started recording,
Jessica was scratching furiously because, as she said earlier to me in the hallway, quote, "I got lit up by a mosquito," end quote.
Let's talk about everyone's favorite thing, regional weather. We're in the middle of a heat wave right now in Los Angeles. Mm-hmm. And it means that we still got so many summer bugs. And I let one into my house. And I literally, like, I was sitting on my couch. I looked down and I saw the culprit. And
And you allowed him to stay. What? Like a vampire, you let him in. Mosquitoes has to ask.
Exactly.
Mosquitoes has to ask.
But you know who never has to ask to be let in? Because I just want to let her in all the time.
She lives in my heart. She's an incredibly talented performer. You can catch her with Magic to Do and Baby Wants Candy at UCB. She's also one of the hosts of the podcast Talk Like a Girl.
It's Ashley Ward.
Hello. Sweet spirits, precious angels,
light of my heart.
Oh my gosh, Ashley, we perform with you twice a week.
I know.
So we're trying to make
the joy
of
my life. I know, it's good. It's good. I can't get enough.
I don't really. I mean, you I was like on the fence whether or not to bring this up because like I try not to come up with like a premeditated story to make someone talk about, but you did just call us sweet spirits and it conjured up a particular story of the three of us
in Edinburgh, Scotland.
In a formative time in our friendship.
I thought about talking about this story too and I wasn't sure if we were going to go there. So we were, what was the bar? Chalkies?
Chalkies. So miraculously, I remember the name.
So we were at a bar in Edinburgh called Chalkies.
And we were dancing our faces off.
Yeah. And someone kept buying everyone tequila shots.
And I stupidly kept drinking them.
Yeah.
And
we ended up.
I was essentially asked to leave a bar in Scotland, which is like literally not a thing.
That's incredible. That's
not a thing that happens.
Like that
ever.
Is a drinking culture to be asked to leave a bar in Scotland.
Like she needs to leave.
You had taken your bra off at one point in the
evening.
Yes,
I did. That is true. And put it on my head. That is 100% true.
All good stuff. All fun party stuff.
Yeah, like you do.
But we walked home together.
Yes, y'all very generously walked me home because I refused to get in a cab reason.
That's right.
And it was a decent walk. It was short.
We walked, I want to say it was probably...
like a 20-minute walk.
Yeah, it was a 20-minute walk.
Not like horrible, but like lengthy. And there's two...
Hills.
There's two different routes. You can either take hills or a hill or stairs. And I don't even remember which one we went.
We went on the hill because Ashley said, y'all, please don't make me take the stairs. Rob makes me take the stairs and I hate it. Rob is another person involved in this story.
But anyway, you called us, famously, she told us that we were angels and that we needed to have halos on our heads and gold in our pockets.
That is a real thing that happened.
You
that
would
you...
say that when you were sober, though. That's yeah, not probably. Like a that's not like a Smashley thing.
No. So she's so sweet, drunk or not, that she spends time and energy just telling other people the great things that should happen to them.
We cut to a cloud. A beautiful, fluffy cloud. Not just any cloud. This is heaven. You see there are tiny angels everywhere playing various harps and small flutes and just enjoying their eternal life.
A happy day in heaven. But what day's not happy here? A happy day in heaven, a place of love and joy and never fear.
A happy day in heaven, but what day isn't happy here?
What day isn't happy here?
A happy day in heaven.
A question, do you ever get bored just playing with our golden harps and swinging our golden swords?
What a silly question. How could we be bored? Every day's joyous and fun and happy because we live here with the Lord.
A happy day.
I wish that the Lord would, like, throw a crazy party like he used to back in the day.
Oh, my.
A 40-day party of shitloads of rain and everything floats away.
Oh, my goodness.
Remember the way the Lord used to be? We used to have such a lark, and the people on Earth would, like, freak the fuck out and have to go build an ark.
About the Lord being less rad.
We're still in His Majesty, 'cause it's a happy day in heaven.
Gabriel, come here, son.
Hey, dude, what's up?
I couldn't help overhearing because of my omniscient self.
When I said about how I wish you were...
We're more rad.
I mean, can I be real, bro?
Of course.
You used to be more rad.
I understand. Listen, has it occurred to you that maybe I thought that was rad at the time and now I think something else is rad?
I mean, sure. What do you think is rad now? Because I'll tell you what you used to think was rad.
Floods?
Big old floods. Turning people into salt for basically no reason.
Yes.
Taking all the animals, wiping them out, making them all start all over again.
I know, but here's the thing. You know how, like, The Godfather Part 2 is actually the better movie?
Mm-hmm.
That's the same with me. I'm way more into the New Testament.
Okay, so that was, like... Okay, you're not so much into the Old Testament.
No. Like, I'm more into, like, when I'm real loving and very kind and everybody, well, I can read their minds and I try to give them things, obstacles in their path. I still mess with them like they have to take tests in math.
I miss the old God. I miss the old God. I miss the Old Testament, rad as hell. Old God, I miss the old God, so brave and so bold. God, I miss the light you on fire if you stepped in my face. The old God.
Oh, the thing about the old God, turning every page of the Old Testament had me so filled with rage.
Hell yeah.
And it got exhausting. Yeah, I got so tired. So I went back through, sent my son to get that earth so wired.
But I miss that old God. I miss that old God. I miss that old school Old Testament old God. I miss that
old God.
Cold shoulder like cold God. I miss that guy who never let anyone step to him. Old God. You remember some people used to think, my oh my God, what is going on now? Because the sky got filled with frogs and locusts and Egyptian firstborn dropping dead on the ground. That's the old God stepping to your face and nobody would dare make a sound. It was the
old God.
It was the
old God.
You got people creaking in their boots from the stories that were told.
Old God.
I miss that
old God. Some interesting points. Here's the deal I'll make with you.
Mm-hmm.
I'll give you 2 weeks where you can go down to Earth and cause a little mischief.
Tight.
Just let me be the New Testament loving chill God.
So your son, I get to take on like Old Testament stuff for 2 weeks. Stir some shit up.
I mean, they're going to be angel level powers, so like you won't be able to cause like a flood to wipe out, but you'll be able to like make it rain on a wedding day. Isn't that ironic?
I mean, it's not. That's not irony.
I know what irony is. I'm God.
That's just unfortunate.
Someone explaining something to God is ironic.
That is true.
I told you I understood.
All right.
No, I mean, it'll still be like through the prism of you being less powerful than I. But yes, you can go cause a little mischief for 2 weeks and see how it feels. Because guess what?
Feels dope.
No, it feels sad and scary. It's a lot better being a cool, omniscient source of love.
Yeah. All right.
Bye.
I'm going to take my sword. I'm going to take my horn. I'm going to get out there and do it up.
All right.
Hold on. I got to stop by. I'm going to talk to accounting.
Hey. Mm-hmm. Gabriel, I'm sorry. It's just I know everything.
Sure.
Just tell her how you feel.
I don't wanna.
Just tell her. What are we gonna do this for another millennia?
What if she turns me down?
Just tell her how you feel. Ugh. Buddy, I have your best interest at heart.
Gabriel, did you want to talk to me? Yeah, Brittany, how's it going?
Oh my goodness, it's going awesome, like every day.
Oh, man. Brittany.
Yes, Gabriel?
You know that I'm one of the angels in one of the higher choirs.
I know. And
you're an angel of human resources and accounting.
Yeah, I know.
And we're kind of, we work in different circles and different choirs.
Gabriel, what is it?
Nothing. I'm good.
I've never seen you so nervous.
I'm not nervous. I gotta, hey, God said I can go and stir some shit up for 2 weeks down on the old E-A-R-T-H.
You get to go to Earth?
Hell yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Wait, you like Earth?
I mean, not as much as heaven, but sure, I'd love to go to Earth. That sounds amazing.
You would?
Yeah, of course. Who wouldn't?
Wanna come with me?
What?
Brittany, do you wanna come with me down to the earth below? 'Cause if you'd wanna come with me, if you'd wanna come, Brittany, we could go to someone's house and cover it with snow. God was kind of explicit that I can't start a blizzard and I can't start a flood, but I can make a little snow, or maybe a slick full of mud. We could mess with people in a minor way, and people would see. If you wanna come with me, Brittany.
Of course I wanna come with you. Of course, Gabriel. Of course I wanna come with you. All the stories we could tell. Of course I wanna come with you and see what you might do. I wanna come with you.
And Brittany, I can see us now hanging beach, drinking mango margaritas.
Oh, yum.
No, scratch that. The margaritas are peach.
My favorite.
And maybe we'll throw in a Chardonnay, the two of us together. And if I get drunk, I can tell you what I've been feeling in my heart forever.
What?
I mean nothing.
Tell her.
Don't tell me what to do, God.
Tell what I need.
Oh, the angels above. If you would come with me,
I'll come with you,
Brittany.
I'll come with you.
Maybe I'd be able to say to her, Brittany.
Maybe you'll be able to say to her.
Maybe I could tell Brittany.
You can tell me anything.
She's the one I love.
You can tell me, Gabriel.
Brittany.
Yeah.
I love all of humanity. I'm an angel. That's our job. Let's go to Earth. We'll leave tomorrow.
Oh,
okay, bye.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait. Thanks, Gabriel.
Ugh. Bro. Bro. Something's wrong with my peach margarita.
Wait. What?
I was drinking this sick peach margarita.
Uh-huh.
All of a sudden, I swear, mid-sip, it turned into a mango margarita.
The what? What the what?
Well, it's just like, I love a mango marg, you know it.
Trevor, I know you love a mango marg.
But like,
I didn't come to Cabo, though, to drink mango margs.
This is our...
Is something wrong with your drinks, you guys?
Hey!
Yeah?
Hey!
Yeah?
Babe!
Are you a waitress but also a magician?
Because I was drinking this peach marg, and halfway through, I swear it became a mango marg, and me and my pal... Dirk are not going to have our spring break wrecked by some magic marg.
Oh, well, every marg is magic marg at Senior Frogs.
Awesome, let's kiss.
Oh, okay.
Whoa. Okay, if it's consensual, then it's dope as hell.
Thanks, Dirk, she said yeah.
It's one of the benefits of working at Senior Frogs. I get to kiss cute, drunk boys.
Do you think...
she said I was drunk.
Yeah.
Dude, you are drunk.
I know. She's perceptive.
Yeah.
Oh, Dirk, I think I like this chick.
Whoa. Hold on.
What?
Is that the first girl you've ever kissed?
Yeah.
Whoa.
You know me.
Yeah, I do. You're...
Trevor!
Yeah.
No, you're saving it for love.
Yeah, Trevor's saving it forever.
Trevor! Trevor!
Saving it forever!
Trevor! Saving it forever!
Trevor!
Saving it forever! Oh, if you wanna take me, you wanna go for a dip.
For a dip.
We gotta be in love before I let you get up on these lips.
Up on these lips.
And girl, I'm not gonna take one single lick.
No, no.
Until we're in love, you're never gonna see my dick.
No. Oh, Trevor!
Waits for forever!
I said never, because Trevor was for forever. Oh my God, Kelsey.
Yeah, what?
You just kissed that boy.
I know, it's just, it's part of what I do as a waitress, bartender.
Was it just a kiss or was it maybe a little bit more?
It was just a kiss for now. I don't know, it feels weird. Like maybe it was his first one. Is that possible? I don't even know.
What about the kiss makes you think that it was his first one?
He was terrible at it.
Yeah?
Yeah, like he bit me.
Wow!
He bit me, and not in a sexy way that anyone would like. He bit me.
He bit you.
He bit me. Sort of like my old dog, his name was Mike.
I remember Mike, he was violent.
Yeah, I would always try and kiss him on the mouth. But he would bite me and it hurt real bad. I just hope that this guy isn't weird. Because I like him and I think he's pretty rad.
Trevor is in love for forever. Trevor in love forever. Oh, jerk, I know that's the girl for me. You know, like when you're kissing and you bite her teeth.
Whoa.
And her insides
Hold
go
up.
Into your tongue.
Please stop.
Falling in love is so much fun when you are biting her molars.
What?
The greatest story you told.
My mouth is bleeding
in love.
My mouth is bleeding.
Kylie, bye.
My mouth is bleeding. My mouth is bleeding.
Trevor, forever. Trevor, forever.
My
Kylie, no biting. And Trevor, forever. Here at Senior Frogs.
But seriously, what happened to Mark Margarita?
Brittany, you ready?
Yeah, of course. I'm ready as I'll ever be.
Here we go. When was the last time you went down? Well, I should ask this. It's been a while since I've been down to Earth, but I used to go down there and play a lot of trumpet music.
Oh my gosh, how cool. I didn't even know you were a musician.
Oh yeah.
I mean, other than the choir and the harp.
Yeah, I mean,
and,
we're all in the choir.
Yeah,
are you guys ready for your transfer?
Yeah.
Okay, please
Thanks, Debbie.
Sit in this cloud.
Yeah, you sit in this, huh?
And please keep your hands and arms inside the cloud at all times.
They say to do that, but if you want to, like, put your hands up and wave them around, it's going to be fine.
It's not going to be fine, okay? Just, like, please, if you're going to put your hands up, please wait until you can see Earth.
Okay. I just want to have my hands up when the big flash happens and it takes your picture.
Okay.
Before you can see Earth.
Oh, my gosh. You have to pinch me when that happens.
I will. I'll let you. We can make, like, a sleeping face. Like, I'm so bored going down
to Earth. Oh, my God. Gabriel, that's so fun.
That is very funny. And I will print that for you. But please be careful. Please keep your hands and arms inside. Wink. And hang on to your hats and glasses, because this here's the wildest ride in the universe.
Hey, thanks, Debbie.
Debbie.
Yeah?
You do it in Spanish?
Sentémonos sentados, por favor.
Yep. Hey, thanks. Cool. Let's go.
Oh, my gosh. I'm a little nervous, Gabriel.
About what?
Going back down to Earth. It's been a long time.
What did you do last time you were there?
Oh, you know.
We cut to last time when she was on Earth.
Wow. What's that cold stuff that looks so pretty? Oh, is it? It says ice cream. Could I have some of the ice cream?
Hey, Pa, I found a real shiny lady stuck in the freezer.
Say what now?
Hey, I saw a real shiny lady stuck in the freezer.
Hold on now. These damn neighborhood kids can't keep sneaking into our chili box to steal all of Jack Nicely's famous ice cream.
I know, Pa. We're the only family with a chili box in a 5-mile radius.
Hey. What y'all doing in my freezer?
No, it's not kids. It's this frozen pretty lady.
Oh.
Oh, hello.
Oh, her beauty hurts my eyes, Pa.
I feel like I must avert my gaze.
I'm so sorry. I wanted to try some of your ice cream, and then I accidentally ate all of it because I'm a little bit of a pig.
Whoa. Pa, saw.
Whoa.
Her hair's like real spun gold.
Yeah.
And her skin is like fresh snow.
I don't care. And she ate all the dang ice cream of Jack Nicely's famous ice creams. And ain't nobody gonna be doing that unless they're gonna be working off their tab.
I'd never had ice cream before. I'm so sorry. I could work off my tab, whatever you need me to do.
I was gonna say do the dishes, but there ain't no dishes on account of no one's bought any ice cream.
You could, just stand in front of the parlor and say, Jack Nicely's favorite famous ice cream, because you're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my life.
Oh, my goodness. Yes, of course.
And then,
Paul,
we get tons of customers because they think we had a real-life angel working for us.
Now, there ain't no such thing as angels, Junior, what I tell you. This is just a real shiny lady who's being all shiny, probably got too close to one of them Chernobyl reactors, got all radiated and such and so forth.
Yes.
What?
Yeah, you know how them Chernobyl, you know that radiator done melt down?
Sure.
And you get near it.
Jack Nicely's famous ice cream. Come right in. It's delicious. And you can't stop eating it if you're me.
Wow. Where are all these people coming from?
Jack Nicely's famous ice cream. Come right in.
Look at her go. Hello, I work at the bank, that's what I do. But I'll buy some ice cream and I'll listen to you.
Hello, I'm a school marm, I teach all the kids. I'll get some ice cream, boy, God, my eyes hurt in their lids.
Hello, I'm an assassin, I usually kill people. But I think I'll take a break and buy some ice cream on the cheapo.
Come on in, have some ice cream. Come on in, it's Jack Nicely's famous ice cream.
On literally for miles and miles.
Oh, everyone's, from here to the next chili box?
Everyone stopped going to their jobs and are just staying in line buying ice cream. It's like they're drawn here by a supernatural power.
Angel!
Oh, no.
You ruined our town.
I'm so sorry.
You ruined it. You ruined our town. Ruined
us. Yeah, so what happened the last time you went down to Earth?
It wasn't good. It was bad. I ruined a town.
Dope.
I made a little boy cry.
Hell. We're about to make lots of little boys cry right now. Debbie, we good to go?
I said yeah.
Well, you have to start it, or do I start it?
No, I thought I had.
What's this button do?
Oh, Gabriel, would you hold my hand?
Don't press that button. Do not press that button.
Oh, no!
Hold my hand. I'm scared.
Yeah, this is great. Wait, this is different. This isn't Earth. This is lower than Earth.
Oh my gosh, I am sweating my wings off right now.
Where could they be?
What happened with those margaritas?
Can you infer from context clues where they are now?
And will they still have a photo of the journey?
Who knows? Say what you think is going on right now, and then you'll know later when we come back and tell you what's going on. But for now,
we're gonna take a quick break and return to
Touched by a Gabriel, the musical. Guys, we're all traveling. Every one of us is just a traveler on the river of life. Or if you hate rivers, on the airplane of life. Or if you hate airplanes, the chug-a-choo-choo of life. But guys, we're all traveling. And sometimes I know that when I'm traveling, it's hard to do it. Like, the airport, it scares me. And the plane, it scares me. And the landing and the taking off, it's scary. Because what are we doing up in the air? We're humans and we're supposed to be on the ground. And now we're in the sky and God will surely punish us for this flaunting of the gifts that we have been given. But also, guys, you can spend less time planning your next trip and more time relaxing with Tripping.com, the world's number one site for vacation rentals. You thought other sites were number one? Incorrect. False. Because with Tripping.com, one search lets you filter, compare, and sort over 10 million available properties. And trusted sites like VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, and more. Don't wonder if you're getting the best deal on that New Year's Eve cabin or winter beach vacacion. You'll save an average of 18% per night by booking your vacation with Tripping.com. Tripping.com, dude. That's not what they're about. It's not that kind of tripping.com. Just don't forget, if you want to save time and money while booking the perfect vacation rental for your next trip, head to tripping.com/offbook today. That's tripping.com/offbook. Guys, I said it once. I said it multiple times. I lost track of how many times I said it, but I'm going to keep saying it because Lisa makes some dope-ass mattresses. Get your sleep on and give back while you do it. They're doing stuff like planting trees. They're doing stuff like allowing their employees to donate their time to charity. They're just like good dudes. They're good dudes who've been sponsors for a long time, and we love them a lot. And, like, give them some of your money so that they can give you some sweet, sweet sleep on a sweet, sweet Lisa mattress. You'll lay down on, like, multiple kinds of foam, and all of the kinds will blow your mind. They'll be like, this feels like 9 to 10 kinds of foam. And it's like, psych, it's 3. And that's all you need because it's fantastic. It's foam to keep you cool. Foam to keep your body contoured the way it is. You don't want to be waking up like a weird skeleton who slept with your hips where your head should be and your head where your ears are. Your head and your ears are the same. Keep them in the same place. Guys, it's available in the US, UK, Canada, Germany, or at the Lisa Dream Gallery in NYC. 100% American-made mattresses. Compressed in a box. Smaller than a mattress should be physically able to fit in. Some Lisa wizards over there putting their stuff in boxes, sending it to your house, and it's easy. And I will tell you, personally, I'm sleeping on one of these babies, and I'm sleeping better than I ever have before. And the world crazy right now, so you know it's not that. It's not the world. It's the mattress. So try a Lisa mattress in your own home for 100 nights with free shipping, always. And it's risk-free. And get $100 off when you go to leesa.com/offbook. That's leesa.com/offbook. Do it.
Left Gabriel and Brittany, they were heading down to we don't know where. Deb sent them on a journey. Trevor is learning how to kiss. Is he in love? Maybe. Let's find out on Touched by a Gabriel.
Oh my God. Brittany, do you know where we are right now?
I don't know. I'm scared to say.
It's hell. If someone had guessed hell as to where we were right now, they would be right. We're in hell.
That's what I was going to guess, but I was scared that that would make it true, even if it wasn't true. But
it is true.
It is where we are. Oh, I had only heard about hell before. Have you been here before, Gabriel?
Are you kidding me? I used to hang out here all the time.
You did?
It's dope as hell here. Do you know why it's dope as hell here?
Why?
Because it is hell.
Oh, I see. The turn of phrase is
comes
actually
from
just
place.
Reality. Yes.
Yeah.
What's up, guys? Welcome to hell.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Mr. Pokey Demon.
Oh, hi, I'm Brittany.
Hi, nice to meet you.
Hey, we accidentally pushed the wrong button on the heaven cloud.
Oh, yeah, you gotta be careful with those.
We were supposed to go to Earth, so if there's any way we could just go to
Oh, cool, can I come with you guys?
Yeah, absolutely.
What?
Hey.
Gabriel, are you sure that's a good idea?
I mean, honestly, who cares? I gotta get back up to Earth. We ended up in the wrong place. This dude's doing us a solid. Let's just go back up. Hold on. I have a way to check if he's cool or not.
Oh, okay.
Hey, did you get the picture that happened when the flash went off?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Could I, like, Can I get that?
Yeah. You can see it. In exchange for, 40 years of pain.
Deal.
Oh, really?
I'm immortal. 100% deal. 4 years of pain for a picture? Yes.
Okay, here
you
go.
Let's go.
It's kind of funny. Like, you were looking like you were asleep, but you were looking like you were, like, very scared.
I was very scared. Gabriel, this is crazy. These prices are exorbitant. I don't want you to spend 40 years of pain. We could just take a picture of the picture.
Can I tell you something crazy?
What?
I just did.
take a picture of the picture?
No, I just spent 4 years in pain.
Oh my gosh, it's over?
It was bad. Can I tell you something? It was bad.
Oh no.
I wish I didn't do it.
Gabriel, I'm so sorry.
On the other hand, it's over now. What were we doing?
True. We were going to Earth.
Hell yes. Hey, you coming with?
Yeah, sure.
Cool.
Please keep your hands and arms inside this flame pod.
What's this button do?
No, do not put... Bye!
Oh, I had never met a demon before.
Oh my God, do you know where we are?
No, I don't.
We were supposed to go to Earth, but instead we went back up.
Are we in heaven again?
No, we didn't go that far up.
Purgatory?
That's right.
Oh, no!
Hi, welcome to Purgatory.
Oh, hey.
Hey. Hi. Do you guys want some fruit salad? It's all melon.
Oh no, that's a nightmare. Are you sure that
doesn't
is that
matter
from the
what you say he's going to give you? The
is that
fruit
from
salad?
The cafeteria in hell? Because that's a nightmare fruit salad.
No, it's just purgatory.
Yeah, the cafeteria in hell is a bunch of melon, but one of them is a grenade.
Oh gosh.
Do you guys want to read a book? We only have Dan Brown books, but the final three chapters are missing.
Hey, boring entity of pure neutralness.
I don't.
I don't want to like rush you or anything, but we accidentally hit the wrong button on the flame card.
Oh, you got to be careful with those buttons.
I just see a button and I want to press it, you know?
Why don't I press it this time, Gabriel?
No. Why don't you let the person who's in charge of the vehicle press the button?
No, you guys are right. Brittany should push the button.
Guys, it's not going to work out.
All right.
Let me just give it a try at least once. Maybe it'll be okay.
As long as you push the button that the neutral being was gonna press, then it should be fine.
Sure, right? Of course.
Oh, gosh.
1, 2, 3.
Bye. Oh, they left before I could go through my cool purgatory welcome speech.
Hey.
What?
Someday you're gonna get to do... Hey, you know what?
What?
Do it for me.
Really?
Do it for me right now.
I wanna hear your cool purgatory speech.
Maybe we can all do the thing we've all been waiting to do but have never got to do.
Whoa, that'd be incredible.
Oh, purgatory wishes... Purgatory wishes, purgatory wishes coming true.
Coming true.
Purgatory wishes, purgatory wishes. This is the thing I long to do.
Tell us, number one.
Welcome to purgatory. Sorry about your runny nose. No, you're not imagining it. You only have four toes. Welcome to purgatory. Sit on a chair with no arms. And every painting is of a docile farm.
Oh,
purgatory wishes. Purgatory wishes.
A big aquarium with only three fishes.
Purgatory wishes.
Welcome to purgatory. You'll be safe here, my brother. Now put together this 1,000-piece puzzle that's entirely one color. It's gonna take you a real long time. There's only four corner pieces. And also, it's just blue. You can do it. It's
purgatory wishes. Purgatory wishes. You can collect stamps or look at a catalog of just lamps. Purgatory wishes. Purgatory wishes.
Where the AC is always set just a little too hot or cold.
Welcome to purgatory. I'm gonna tell my story. It starts in the beginning when I was just a zygote. It's a story wonderful, but one I've never wrote.
Wow.
Here's a quick digression.
Okay.
I'm stuck in the fallopian tube.
Oh.
I'm an ectopic pregnancy. Oh no, I am so rude. This is the end of the story.
Purgatory wishes.
Purgatory wishes.
Purgatory wishes.
Purgatory wishes.
Come true.
Except sometimes they don't come true.
Good thing we got out of here when we did. I spent a spring break in purgatory once.
Oh.
It is rough.
Yeah,
it's boring as purgatory.
It seems really bad.
It's pretty bad. Anyway, I think we finally landed in the right place this time.
Yeah. Gabriel, I guess maybe this is the most time I've ever spent alone with you, and I think maybe it was a mistake.
Yeah, I was kind of afraid you would think that.
Well, it's just that you're so rude and yeah. unkind to people, and, yeah. and you seem to enjoy things that most people hate.
Yeah.
And I'm sort of the type of person who likes to make people happy and enjoys things that other people like.
Yeah, classic HR and accounting angel.
Yeah, you know, classic.
Yeah, it's the two greatest, God's greatest gift to earth, human resources and accounting.
Bro, I'm sorry. Looks like you're having a fight with your lady here.
Oh my gosh, I was sitting on you. I'm so sorry. I didn't see you there.
Oh, sorry. Listen, as someone who's been married to my beautiful love for 39 years.
I love you.
I love you too, Kelsey.
I love you so much.
We fell in love. And we, too, had our differences.
Hold on, I'm coughing. I got something in my throat. I'm going to sound different the next time you hear me.
Darling.
Yes. We've been in love for 40...
For how long?
For 40 years.
Oh, are you here celebrating your anniversary?
Yes, we come back here to the scene of our first date, Senior Frogs, and we share a margarita that's half peach, half mango, and we put in two straws, and it's just like something Norman Rockwell would have painted.
It truly is. And I'm a waitress, even though I no longer work here, and they ask me repeatedly not to wait on tables.
For sure, waitresses are like Marines. Once a waitress, always a waitress.
Exactly.
Doesn't matter if you're an active waitress or not.
But Semper try it. That's what I always say.
So good.
I look at you two young bucks who are falling in love.
One's a doe.
You look so beautiful, like you actually came from above. I want to tell you a piece of advice. Sometimes we're rude and sometimes we're nice, but everything your love is in reach if you just share. Man, but the first time I kissed Kelsey, it was like I didn't know how lips work. I didn't understand. I bit through her lower teeth and a permanent retainer. But then I said I love you and was vulnerable to her. Nothing could be plainer than
all because you shared
a margarita.
Has something to teach.
That's right, son. Take it from me, who's lived longer than you.
Well,
share a margarita, that's the thing to do. Shake it from me, who's old and wise. I know so much you can emphasize that the margarita must be two flavors. That's the how to have love you can savor. Now if you want get me and my wife while we kiss. Nom, 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 margarita.
It's like he's eating a ham sandwich, but it's my face.
They're kissing while they share
a margarita. And you can have love. Come here, Kelsey. Nom, nom, nom,
nom. That old couple's so cute.
Yeah, I mean, that lady's face is real fucked up, but it came out of love.
Yeah, you think we should tell them that's going to lead to her being dead eventually?
like soon? Like it's going to lead to an infection that's going to kill her soon?
Wow, Gabriel. That's the first time I've heard you actually care about another person.
I just feel like, I mean, we know what's going to happen to her because we're angels. So like maybe we should tell her? Or is it better to just let her die?
Let her find out. I don't want her to live her life like an axe is hanging over her head, even though very clearly it is.
Whoa, that's the first time I've seen you see some sort of preventable disaster and decide not to prevent it.
Maybe we're growing and changing into the people we should be for each other.
I mean, I'm an old school angel of like violence and wrath and rage and holy terror. And
I'm a new school angel of love and kindness and acceptance.
And human resources.
Yeah.
And accounting.
All of it. But maybe we're not so different after all. We put on our wings, one arm at a time. We do our best, we do everything just fine.
We put on our wings, and we soar through the air. They're not growing from our back, it's just kind of like a cape that we wear. When we put on our wings, one arm at a time.
One arm at a time.
And maybe sometimes a little too violent, but it could be fine if we put on our wings,
one arm at a time.
You could be yours, and I could be mine. See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We could just be our own people, don't have to be the same. It's better if you're two different people to have your own names.
We could be who we want to be, together or apart. The important thing is that we love each other's heart. If
and
we
put on our rings, one arm at a time, and then flap around in the heavenly skies with a love that's so divine. If we put on our
wings, one arm at a time, we'll be together forever.
Be yours,
and I will be mine.
If we'll just put
on our wings,
one arm at a time.
Debbie, look. Look at them. It's finally happened after all these years.
Oh, yeah, this is great.
They've fallen in love.
Hey, God, it's me, Satan.
What do you want?
Can I ask you a question?
Yes.
And someone come through my territory and they did not pay for parking.
All right, I'll validate.
One of yours is Gabriel. No, I don't want you to just validate. I want to deal with the problem.
Just let me validate. Let me validate.
Dude, this keeps on happening.
I'm sorry.
I just keep sweeping it under the rug.
Okay, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do?
I want retribution.
God, Satan, come on. It's me, Eve. I love both of you, but I can't take the constant fighting. Satan, is this really about the parking or is it something else?
Something else.
Is this because I forgot your birthday?
Yes! It's okay. Obviously because you forgot my birthday.
I didn't forget. You should know better. I know everything. I chose not to celebrate it because you forgot my birthday.
God,
you
God,
don't
that is,
have a birthday.
That is so
you
petty.
Are the beginning and the end of time. I cannot say this enough. Christmas is not your birthday. It's Christmas, and we're going to keep calling it Christmas, and we can't have two parties. It's too much to plan.
Do I need to explain the Trinity to you again?
I guess
do you guys remember when you were best friends?
Obviously. Like it was yesterday.
Well, then what happened?
You know what happened.
Yes, I know what happened, really, but what
happened? He tried to take over, and I had to kick him down because he was a big meanie.
Well, that's only
right.
Part of the story. That's not what, I mean, yes, that happened, but I think you and I both know that's not what the real falling out was about.
Exactly.
You remember
won.
What it was.
You gotta be cooler than this, God.
It was the ice cream. The thing with the ice cream.
Please.
Oh, yeah? None of us could ever get over the thing with the ice cream.
Fine. The ice cream. It
was that thing with the ice cream. I invented ice cream, I wanted people to have it. You didn't want that, and that caused a rift.
Ridiculous.
People don't deserve to have ice cream, a delicious melting treat. It's messy and delicious and it's wonderful and great, and it's not something humans should eat.
But they deserve to have it when they're having a bad day. They can put whipped cream and make a sundae. It's how they know that I love them.
Oh, it's all about the ice cream. All about the ice cream.
And that time you went to Earth as some guy named Nicely, that was really not cool with me.
Well, if you're gonna put a gift like that on Earth, then I'm gonna milk it for all it's worth. And yes, I took an angel and I put her in a freezer, and I got her to tempt man's souls and killed a whole town.
Ice cream.
I killed a town with some ice cream. They all stopped going to their jobs or eating normal food, they just ate ice.
Fine, you're right. Maybe I should have waited longer to introduce ice cream as like some sort of reward system. I know. We have different ideas about how to parent humans.
Yeah, maybe you're right. Maybe we should just take some time during Christmas to also call it your birthday, even though it's not really your birthday.
This is great. Jesus's. You're but giving yes. an inch, Satan.
And I shall take a mile.
God, be cool.
I am cool. I told you I'm cool God now.
I'm hot. I'm hot Satan.
All right. Can I just validate his parking?
Yeah.
How many hours was he there? 40 years?
40 years.
You're welcome.
This is going to be a lot of stickers. Give me a second.
Yeah.
Oh, and
you need more stickers?
Yes.
Hold on. Let me go to the back and see if we have more.
We don't have any more stickers.
Oh, hey God.
Yes.
We don't have any more stickers.
I ate them.
Brentley ate the stickers.
Okay. I was hungry.
He's the angel of eating stamps. What do you expect us to do when we're out of stamps? He's going to move on to the stickers. They're basically stamps.
I don't. Sometimes not every idea I have is great. All right. I'll just make some stickers right now.
You can just make stickers?
Yes, I'm God.
Why do we even exist, Brentley?
I don't know. Is our now my head hurts as bad as my stomach.
No. Please, no. I can't have... No. Oh, no. I hate when I accidentally destroy angels with an existential crisis.
I'm back. I don't remember what happened, but everything's great.
Phew. Satan, here's the parking pass.
Jesus, this is huge.
I told you. You call me Dad? No, it was Satan.
Oh, sorry, Jesus.
Should I go back to carving?
Yep.
Cool. All right. Can you get out of here already?
Yep.
Eve?
Yeah. That was awkward.
Yeah.
But you did good.
Hey, thanks. Me and Debbie were just watching Gabriel and Brittany fall in love.
Oh, I saw it too.
Pretty cool, right?
It's amazing. They're amazing. I'm loving it.
Thanks, yeah.
People of Earth, gather around. It is I, Gabriel, and I have returned unto thee, my dudes.
Does this mean the world is ending?
Hell no.
Oh, hey, phew. Gabriel.
Phew.
Hey.
Sorry, do we know each other?
I saw you in my dream, and I thought that you put a baby in my tummy, but then my mama said no, that I just swallowed a watermelon seed, and it was a watermelon.
Okay, I'm going to clear up two things real quick. One, any of you that have seen me in your dreams, that's on you. You're making stuff up. That's not on me. I'm not doing anything that's you affixing meaning where you want to see meaning. Two, you are pregnant. That is not a watermelon seed. You slept with a man and you're pregnant. We got to start teaching sexual education. No, it wasn't.
You're the daddy. You're my baby.
I'm
going to
pull down my pants right now and prove emphatically that it could not have been me. Just glowing light.
Whoa.
Ain't nothing there.
My eyes hurt.
That hurts my eyes and my inside parts.
All right, now technically I'm going to have to go file an HR thing because I did just flash all of you. Flash means something different in heaven. We're beings of light.
No, Gabriel, okay. It's okay. I'm here. I'm HR. It's totally fine.
Okay, cool. Guys, I'm here to stress two things. Two things. If Gabriel touches you with two things, I want it to be these two lessons.
What if he touches you in your sleep?
No one touched you in your sleep. What is your name?
My name's Carrie Ann.
Carrie Ann, you need to start dealing with whatever's actually going on in your life right now, okay?
I don't want to.
Hey, sometimes we don't want to deal with things that are hard. Sometimes life gets slimy and slippery like a big old bowl of lard. But lard is a cooking ingredient, make no mistake. When life hands you a big bowl of lard, all you gotta do is bake. You just be good to each other.
Sexual education.
Yeah, we gotta stop teaching abstinence. Abstinence doesn't work.
I know.
When adults preach abstinence to tiny kids, they're basically being a bunch of jerks who are just too cowardly to explain the complexities of life. And before you know it, you're forcing a bunch of 13-year-olds to be husband and wife. So just be good to each other. That's rule one, and I will not leave it alone. Just be good to each other. And also explain in detail what happens to a bunch of kids when they bone.
When they bone.
I'd like to know. Playing with my friend and we had a lot of fun, but it got really hot, so we took off our clothes and then we were on the run.
Just to clear up a lawsuit I can see coming in the future, it looks to me you're both like 25.
Yeah, is that right? That's right.
Good, continue.
We fell down a hill and then we fell and we rolled, and then when I got up the next day I thought something was wrong cause I didn't have my menzies.
The next day?
Yeah, I'm real regular.
I mean, this might seem like a thing where you actually both got pregnant as an accident. You say you fell down a hill.
Yeah,
you rolled down a hill.
We were naked.
Naked rolling down a... I call bullshit. You're 25 years old. You knew what was going on.
Yeah, but don't tell my mom.
I will tell your mom.
Don't tell my mom.
You just got to
be good to each other.
That's the lesson I'm here to teach. And if you're gonna be here.
Wait, Gabriel, what?
I was told I have 2 weeks to really cut loose, so there's gonna be a flood here, so y'all better move your caboose. I am giving you warning, each and every one of you. That's what I'm learning from you too, that I can fuck shit up but give people some time to get away. But there's gonna be a flood here.
Oh, we've had a lot of rain. It's kind of like a flood. But, not really a flood. It's like a medium-level flood. It's like, imagine a flood that's like, oh, that's kind of a pain.
They didn't even cancel school!
No. Just, but, like, you know, wear galoshes and have an umbrella.
Ugh. Dear God above, please hear Gabriel's plea. You got so many heavenly powers. Come on, just give this one to me. I know that you're kinda selfish about doling out natural disasters, but just give this one to Gabriel and I'll give you all the credit after. God, it's me, Satan.
Yes?
Nothing, I just want to watch this to see if you learned anything from our little engagement that we had earlier.
What was that? That I shouldn't give anyone else power? Oh, you're right, that I should never give anyone else power.
That's what you learned from the parking incident?
Yeah. God.
What?
You know what? We are never going to get along.
Oh,
you
God.
You and I are just cut from different cloths. It's never going to work out. Eve, just pick sides.
Hey.
Just pick a side.
I'm not picking
sides.
That's
not true.
This is ridiculous.
That's not true.
What?
We both put on our power one arm at a time. We could be a little more kind. Fine, Gabriel, Satan help me with my doubts. You can cause a flood, but it's going to help with a drought. I'm placing you in California.
California.
I'll make a drought like the world has never seen. Oh, and the back part of this drought, after the rain comes, the following year there's gonna be a shitload of mosquitoes.
Okay, fine, that's an appropriate level of messing with stuff.
That's what happens after a flood. There's all sorts of standing water and mosquitoes come out in really big numbers.
Oh, and that's a shame, 'cause they really can light you.
Touched by Gabriel, the musical.
We'll be right back after a short break.
I love TV. I wish they were my mommy and my daddy. I love them. Love you, TV. I love Gabris and Lapkus. I wish they were my mommy and my daddy.
Well, Jessica, they can't be your mommy and daddy because that's not how parents work. But you probably know them from their appearances on Comedy Bang Bang or their own podcasts, Lauren's with special guests and John's High and Mighty. No one calls him John. Everyone calls him Gabris. I can't kid you. I tried to pull one over on you and tell him his name is John. No one calls him that. It's Gabris. Guys, it doesn't matter. The point is they have a brand new show on Earwolf called Raised by TV, where you can pretend like they're your mommy and your daddy and they're raising you, and also TV is. What does that mean? Well, baby birds, let me feed it to you. In each episode, they revisit their favorite TV shows from the 80s and 90s. Good, strong decades for TV shows. We're talking Full House, Saved by the Bell, Nicktoons. And asking questions like, why did so many 90s shows have kids who kept tarantulas as pets? Big scary spiders? Get a dog! Dogs are great! Guys, they'll even be trying some snacks from their childhood to see how they hold up. I had a Capri Sun not too long ago. It was weird, but still good, but weird. Kid brains, what are you going to do? Guys, I got guests like Paul Scheer and Scott Aukerman, and they'll stop by in episodes to reenact memorable moments from television. So listen to Raised by TV every Wednesday on Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Earwolf.com, or wherever you listen.
Welcome back. Oh my gosh, Ashley Ward, you are so many beautiful angels and things in that.
Your beautiful angel voice.
Y'all are beautiful angels and devils.
You need some gold in your pocket and a halo on your head.
We'd like to try out a new segment with you that we've never done before that we're calling
VH1's Behind the Warm-Up. Oh, you know all those warm-ups from theater classes and musicals.
Yeah,
and
this one is maybe going to be a little bit of a reach conceptually if you are one of our listeners who doesn't have an intimate knowledge of theater.
Okay.
But we're going to catch you up real quick.
Imagine like when you're like, ooh, man, theater nerds, I'm making fun of them, and you imagine them doing a lot of like, bruh, bruh.
Red leather, yellow leather, red leather, the tips, the lips, the teeth, the tip. There's all this stuff.
Pa, 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 pa.
Actors and singers say to, like, warm up for stuff. So we want to, like, take one of those and turn it into a bigger song. Kind of like, go behind the warm up.
What happened?
Is this person selling seashells on the seashore and why is she doing it? So can you, what is one vocal warm up that you remember from either your times as in choir or school or any time?
Well, this one is the first one in my mind. It's the mini mumbling mice one.
Okay, so just for people that don't know it, Scott, I'm sure you know this one.
You know it.
Yeah. So it goes.
Many mumbling mice are making midnight music in the moonlight. 99.
Okay, cool. So, like, that's the vocal warm-up.
Great.
That's it.
We're going to try to see what's the deal with these
mumbling mice.
All right, mice, gather round.
Yes, get in close, for we won't talk loud.
No, I'm barely making sense of my words.
Yes, well, you see, you've gotten, once the beheaded, everyone, put a bunch of cheese into your mouth. Stuff your cheek pockets full of cheese, for the hour is almost upon us.
Oh, I can't wait.
I reason cheese so I can talk better. My cheeks are full of provolone cheddar. That's how.
So I can do this. My mouth is full of monster and Swiss. I'm eating this so I can make a midnight music.
I'm eating cheese so I can rant. Oh no, I'm lactose intolerant. This is going to end very badly, and then I'll make music at midnight.
Oh, that's bad for you over there. I'm sorry, my cheeks are full of Gruyere. This is fine, it's fine for me, who stuffed their mouth with lots of brie.
I am a mouse, and I'll tell you, my cheeks are full of a cheese that's blue. It's not the color blue, it is blue cheese. That's the kind of cheese that I'm eating, thank you, please.
Oh, I'm here, and I'm sorry that I'm farty, but my cheeks are full of Havarti. It's a mistake, and I shouldn't do it. I'm sorry, please excuse it.
Many, 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 many mumbling mice. Many, 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 many mumbling mice. Many, 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 many mumbling mice. And that's why they do it. They're mumbling because their mouths are full of cheese.
What lucky mice.
What lucky mice. Gosh. Ashley, thank you so much for coming on the podcast.
Thank you for having me.
Where can the people find you on the social media?
Oh, you can find me on Twitter at Ashley J. Ward or on Instagram at Ashley Jean Ward. That's what the J stands for.
It's for Jean. Yeah. And you can see us perform with Ashley at the UCB Theater right here in Los Angeles Thursdays with Magic to Do and Fridays with Baby Wants Candy.
That's right. Listen to Talk Like a Girl. It's great. Fans of Off Book, hey, check out the Off Book fan Facebook page. Type in Off Book into your Facebook and it'll find it. There's lots of great stuff going on there. We recently had a poll go out to ask what kind of Off Book stickers you would like to see. Those stickers are being made. So if you want to like get into it, get into the mix, that's
get
a place
into
to
the
go.
Mix. You make things happen. We also have a new a shirt available from the Paul Scheer Darcy Carden episode Wolf Tuck that was designed by a fan. So like, guys, check it out.
Yeah, shout out to Fache. I do not know how it's pronounced. Spelled F-A-C-H-E.
You're making great stuff all the time.
So great. We want to do a shout out because really fantastic stuff. Please write us those reviews. They're helpful, guys.
We love them. We love Scott Passarella.
We love Scott Passarella.
We love Dana.
Woo!
We love this episode has Ryan as a fill-in engineer. Woo! We love him. Guys, have a great rest of your day.
And remember, if you're pregnant, you did something. One more big thank you to Tripping.com for sponsoring the show. Don't forget, Tripping.com lets you filter, compare, and sort so many available properties on trusted sites like VRBO, TripAdvisor, Booking.com, like over 10 million of them. More than your brain could even hold in its little brain pockets. Don't wonder if you're getting the best deal for your New Year's Eve cabin or that bachelorette pool party or like your quinceañera jamboree on a boat. Quinceañera boat jamboree. I don't know if they have boats, but if it's a houseboat, I bet they might. And also, don't have your quinceañera on a boat. Have it somewhere with a foundation so that you can dance the floor off. They can definitely take care of that. Save an average of 18% per night, tripping.com. Save time and money with a perfect vacation rental. Head to tripping.com/offbook today. That's tripping.com/offbook. Jessica left and I did the ads by myself for the most part, but you know, we're a partnership, so it's all good. She did it while I was gone. It's give and take, you guys. That's what friendship's about.
Hi, Hi, I'm Lauren Lapkus.
And I'm John Gabris.
And we have a new podcast, Raised by TV, where we're revisiting all of our old favorite TV shows from the 80s and 90s.
We're talking Full House, Saved by the Bell, Ren and Stimpy, The Real World, Singled Out, all the crap you could imagine.
And we'll sing our favorite theme songs.
Unfortunately.
And we'll eat really unhealthy snacks and basically relive our childhoods.
Check out Raised by TV right now on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast app. Or if this is my mom listening, give up. You're never going to figure it out.
This has been an Earwolf production. Executive produced by Scott Aukerman, Chris Bannon, and Colin Anderson. For more information and content, visit earwolf.com.